This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Thursday Russian forces occupy about 20% of Ukrainian territory as the war approaches its 100th day on Friday and fighting continues on several fronts. Speaking to the Luxembourg Parliament in a virtual speech Thursday, Zelensky asked the lawmakers to just imagine constant fighting, which stretches along the front line for more than 1,000 kilometers. He said the Ukrainian area controlled by Moscow's forces is comparable to the size of the Netherlands. Zelensky did not say how much territory Russia had captured since the start of its invasion February 24th. Moscow seized Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula in 2014, and Russian-backed separatists had also captured parts of the eastern Donbas region, where fighting is now the most intense. Meanwhile, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg told reporters in Washington Thursday the support the United States and NATO allies are providing Ukraine is making a difference every day on the battlefield, but he does not expect a quick end to the conflict. Stoltenberg spoke to reporters outside the White House following a meeting with U.S. President Joe Biden, Vice President Kamala Harris, and National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan. The NATO chief would make no predictions about how long he expected the Ukrainian conflict to last.
Wars are by nature unpredictable, and therefore we just have to be prepared for the long haul, because what we see is that this war has now become a war of attrition, where the Ukrainians are paying a high price for defending their own country on the battlefield.
Stoltenberg said NATO and NATO allies have deployed troops in the eastern part of Europe as a deterrence and to prevent escalation of the war, not as a provocation.